title track from a really good Cars album, wrapping up a twofer from Rick Ocasek and Co.
Ocasek?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Ocasek?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
I don't think anybody knew that until he passed away, and everybody's like, oh, it's Ocasek? Who knew? All right.
It's 95.5 KLOS at the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
$6,800! Can you believe it?
Name game still going.
Still cranking. And it's just sitting there waiting for you to take our money. So sometime between now and 4, we'll ask you to call. And guess what that arcade game is?
Give me 5 today. The theme is sickness.
I'm not feeling very good, man.
You know, anything to do with sickness in a song.
Does it need to be in the title or no?
No, not really.
Okay, song just needs to be out. All right. Yeah. The shortest marriage?
Elizabeth Taylor must be on the list somewhere.
We're going to talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. We have People Are Dumb coming up.
Right.
Hilarious Rate My Professor.
Racist Rate My Professor.
Yes,
that sounds fun.
That's an actual thing that you can do. You can rate
your racist professor.
Yes. Well, in this case, racist. Yes.
Okay. All right.
And the KLOS name game, 6800.
Yeah.
This hour, 95.5 KLOS.
First, listen to this. Kevin's got some info for us.
Listen, there's a viral video.
Thanks for the
video.
Info, Kevin. Uh-huh.
There's a viral video over the weekend, a video of a former U.S. UCSB professor.
Right.
Her name is Jeannie Umana.
Nice name.
And she came outside, and there was a Mexican guy working named Luis Cervantes.
Okay.
And he was doing some construction in a nearby property. And apparently he parked someplace that made her mad.
Right. And don't you know who I am?
And she went off on him.
Right.
No, not don't you know who I am. More, why don't you go back where you're from?
Oh, geez.
More of that.
Blech.
She was a professor, I think a law professor.
Hopefully she's unemployed now.
In Santa Barbara. She has retired.
Mm.
But this is the audio of her talking to Louis.
Okay. Private property.
You're working here. You're not based out of here. Is that correct? Because I was going to say that you have
you
a
property. You are on private property.
That's fine. Okay. And I reported you already.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
I have the right to find out who my neighbors are because I live here. You don't.
Okay, but you don't have the permit to come into a private property.
Oh, arrest me.
Huh? Okay. I live here.
Cops. I'm American. You're a Tijuanan.
I'm sorry. What?
Racist.
What?
I live here. I'm American. You're Tijuanan.
Well, those people are always very, 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 very dumb that say things like that.
What the hell?
Professor or no. Just dumb.
Tijuanan, though. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
So students went on a thing called Rate My Professor.
Yeah.
One of them said, another racist professor. She definitely deserves all the attention for all the harm she's caused. Reminder that she's retired, but they're still going on.
Sure, good.
Rate My Professor.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fantastic. Possible difficulty is 5, quality 1. Called me a Mexican and told me to go home. These are people that just are putting these on because they find it funny. Another one, she called me a Mexican and kicked me out of class. Here's one, I turned my homework in late and she kicked me in the shin. Racist professor. We'd like a professor that is more open-minded. And finally, maybe my favorite, is Gene called me a taco muncher and told me to go back to Tijuana. All these people are putting up these fake.
Are they, though? Who knows?
Because she's retired.
Who knows what else she said earlier?
I doubt any of that. I think these are just people being funny about a really stupid, stupid white woman.
Right.
A really dumb white woman. Right. Which, God bless them.
It's today. You think today's the day we're finally going to have someone say the right words in our ears?
I think we may. It's been a while.
It has. I love giving away money. There's nothing more than giving away a huge chunk of change.
The name game is up to $6,800 this hour. Before 4 o'clock. So keep listening. First, people are dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bling.
This is out of South Los Angeles this past Friday.
Okay.
Daytime home invasion in South LA leads to police shooting.
Okay, that sounds like a nice, quiet afternoon.
4 suspects were taken into custody Friday afternoon when they broke into a home in South Los Angeles, which is 1 block from a police station.
You know, honestly, there's a lot that goes on around police stations. It's sort of a thing.
It is?
Yes. Isn't that weird?
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's probably just to dare them to, like, flip the bird in a weird way, but there are often things going on around police stations. It's pretty regular. Oddly.
How do you know that?
Oh, I know these things.
No, but I'm serious. How do you know that?
Well, you know, when I was answering 911 calls for a while,
yeah,
that was sort of a running topic.
A lot of things happen right near.
Right near the police station.
That's
for one thing, they
weird.
Also expect they're not going to be there. You know, they're not going to go. They're going to walk. Or, you know, they're going to take their car. They're just, it's just sort of weird. It's sort of daring.
It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah.
So somebody,
you wouldn't think, yeah.
Somebody in the house called the police, and of course they were right there.
Sure.
Because they were across the street.
Right.
I do such an act. I highly doubt this is the first time that they've done this, said LAPD Captain Kelly Munoz. Mm-hmm. We're lucky that they made the choice to commit the crime next to the police headquarters because we could take these people off the streets and not have any more people victimized.
Right. What are they? So that was it. They just waltzed across the street?
Yes.
Did they jaywalk? I mean, now it's not so illegal. Hopefully they didn't.
I think they're allowed to jaywalk.
I hope they waited for the lights, you know?
I think they're allowed.
Let's play it safe,
gentlemen. When they're on a call, I think they're allowed.
I guess that's true, but they have to be going.
Jaywalk.
They were probably, if they're walking, they have to be going, woo!
Do they have to do that with their mouths?
Yes.
Because, you know. I know, that would be so great.
That would be awesome, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, people throw the phrase classic rock around a lot, but for me, that one just nails it. That is the sound that is Deep Purple, and right in the middle of a twofer from them, Hush. I love that song so much. That organ just takes me back to being, I just loved that sound back in the day. So cool.
Pop star Ariana Grande files for divorce from Dalton Gomez after 2 years of marriage.
I know one name, Ariana. I don't know the other one. 2 years, huh?
Well, the other one is a real estate agent that she met and fell in love with.
I'm so in love. No one else will ever take you. I'm down and I'm out of here.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it seem like it would take a lot longer, even if you started sort of not getting along at the beginning?
To call it quits?
Yes.
To throw in the towel?
Don't you think? Like, that's oddly quick.
Well, what was the shortest? We mentioned Elizabeth Taylor. What was her shortest memory?
I don't know
what
hers was. I know the one that I'm thinking of was Britney Spears when she went to Vegas.
Yeah.
And got married, and then it was like 24 hours, got it annulled or something like
Woo!
That. So we're going to take calls on shortest marriages. Yeah, what was your shortest marriage?
Or your friends or someone you know,
right,
or someone in the family was only married for an hour and a half. Like, I was really drunk. I don't know what I was doing.
Not annulled, though. I think we want to stay away from annulled, which is basically just saying that wasn't legal.
Oh, okay.
You're not married.
Actually married.
Yes.
For a while.
Actually married, but the shortest marriage. Because 2 years seems very
that
short.
That seems very short.
It seems like perhaps a failure.
You're not built up the real hatred yet, you know, the right, throwing stuff yet. You know, that's a few years down the line.
It is crazy fast.
Yeah.
And she already filed for divorce because of irreconcilable differences.
Oh, that's such
How
a good
phrase. How do you have irreconcilable differences in 2 years?
Right?
That seems super fast.
Yeah. Well, maybe she didn't like the houses he was showing. Maybe he was very Phil Dunphy and, you know, just sort of playing magic tricks all the time. They're illusions, Michael. 818-955-KLOS. I don't know anybody that's had a short. They usually just stick it out.
Well,
everybody I know.
That's the point, is most of the time people do, at least for a while.
At least back in the day,
longer
especially.
Than 2 years.
Yeah.
But 818-955-KLOS, the shortest marriages. We're talking about shortest marriages that you had or friends of yours.
Relatives didn't last very long. They broke it up right away.
Yeah, it seems like, what should a minimum marriage be?
I mean, certainly more than...
If things don't go south hard.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what was it? You were talking about 2 years?
I mean, Ariana? I would think 3 to 5 years.
Yeah,
Ariana Grande was 2 years, and that seemed young.
5 years seems like you've given it a little bit of try.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
You have a story like that?
My sister-in-law was married for exactly to the day 1 year.
1 year.
Only 1 year. And same thing, irreconcilable differences. And the irreconcilable, however you pronounce it, differences
right.
they had was that he just didn't want to help with the dishes.
Wow.
I'm sure it was more than that, but that's what she kept harping on. He doesn't want to help, not even with the dishes.
They had a
kid together too, so I'm like, you guys could have just hashed it out.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
This, I mean, even two years is what, like, come on.
2 years is short.
Yeah, but it's short. But it's better than that.
Yeah, you're going to get married with someone. You got to work it out.
Exactly, yeah. You know, that makes me happy that I actually do help out with the dishes now, I think. Right on. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about shortest marriages.
I was 19, so I had no business getting married anyway.
Right.
I met this chick, she's beautiful, big cans, blonde, all that stuff, and met her, got married, and then I found out real quick, wait a minute, she don't want to give a she'll take it to the and then she was a so I start cheating on her, like, within 6 months.
Oh, my God, it sounds magical.
Hey, you know, you made me work a beep button quite a bit there. But thanks, man. I can see why. If it's not going to happen that way, then I'm out as well. Wait a minute. That's not right. Hello, KLOS.
You guys, I got married June 4th, 2014, and I got divorced August 28th, 2014.
Woo! Wow. That's going to be hard to beat.
What is that, a month and 8 days?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, what was this guy's problem?
Oh, he was a freaking pathological liar and a cheater. And I know pattern behavior, you know, once a cheater, it takes a lot to not cheat again. But
oh, yeah.
So hold on, though. Hold on.
Very true.
He cheated within a month?
Yes.
Wow.
Not only did he cheat within a month, he cheated with a girl who lied to him for 5 years and told him that his kid was his, and it actually wasn't. 2 weeks before the wedding, we got the DNA test results back, and the kid wasn't even his.
Wow.
And he cheated on me 3 weeks after our wedding with this
Goes kid. Back to her.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah. I said, oh, no, y'all could take this, Maury Povich, and shove it.
818-955-KLOS.
Your shortest marriages.
Smack dab in the middle of a twofer from the Doobie Brothers is going to be showing up at the Beach Life Ranch Festival down in Redondo Beach. And I believe those tickets are on sale as we speak. It's going to be happening September 23rd. They will be out there. We'll get one more from the Brothers Doobie. Coming up in a minute, man.
Right now we're talking about the shortest amount of time that someone was married. You have one?
I can't think of the girl's name, but she's famous. I think she was a movie star or a rock singer. But Dennis Rodman was married to her for 10 days.
Oh, right. Carmen Electra?
Carmen Electra. Yeah, you hit it.
How do I know that?
What was that 10 days like? What kind of explosions were going on there?
Thought to yourself, what the hell's wrong with Dennis Rodman? Carmen Electra, I'd still be
What's wrong with him, I believe, is a very long laundry list.
That is correct, yeah. Yes.
Right on, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my name is Chris. I got them all beat.
All right, let's hear it.
3 months.
3 months? You were married for 3 months?
3 months from our high school sweetheart.
Wow, why?
Yeah, what happened? After high school, well, you should have been together forever and ever and ever. What happened?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, but she even helped me push start my 69 Camaro to get me out of there.
Wow.
Wow.
She wanted you gone.
Then she went back to the kitchen and got on the phone with her boyfriend.
Excellent.
Are they still together?
No, definitely not.
She's been with 57 people since high school.
Give me five.
Give Lawrence five, man.
Right?
At Urban Floor. Go out there and give it to him.
In a row.
The theme today is sickness.
That's kind of fitting because I had to go to the doctor today. Look at my.
Did you?
Looks like I got a.
Why'd you go?
A serious disease. Oh, don't worry about it, man.
Oh,
everything's
okay,
good.
Great.
Yeah.
Sickness.
So yeah, things related to sickness in songs. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS or
at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
Let us begin with Van Halen. Somebody get me a doctor!
Hey, is this Kevin and Sluggo?
That's us.
What's happening, man?
I've got a request for the illness theme.
Perfect. What is it?
How about Cheech and Chong, Earache My Eye?
Ah, perfect. That is beautiful.
Love it.
Who are you?
Russell.
Songs about sickness in Give Me Five today. And the KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Brian. Hey, I got a sick song for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's do Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi.
Hey, would you like to hear a song?
Yes. It's Give Me Five. What do you want to hear?
Down with the Sickness.
I'm able to smoke that. Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Bruce.
Bruce!
Bruce on the Loose. Remember Bruce on the Loose? I knew that, dude. I was in Phoenix. You don't know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Oh, I love that.
No.
Forgets the morning show guy at KZZP. 104.7 FM, your number one hit music station.
We should stop talking like that.
All right, Bruce, you got it. Disturbed.
All right.
More Ozzy in just a moment. I heard your
my little glass.
Yeah, what do you got in there? Vodka with ice?
I didn't know we were on.
More Ozzy in a moment.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Yeah, baby.
The name game is up to $7,000 this hour.
Unbelievable. Sometime between now and 6, we'll ask you to be caller 25 and take $7,000 from us.
We asked our man Stu to come up with a jingle for our new feature.
Oh, my God, this
People
is the best
naked.
Ever.
And we like it so much, I had looked for a story for somebody who was naked in the news so that we could play it.
Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
That's beautiful.
A counselor offers to resign after showering during live video meeting broadcast on TV. This has everything.
Yes, it does.
Bernardo Bustillo.
Right on, Bernardo.
A lawyer in Spain inadvertently broadcast himself completely nude.
Ta-da!
As he showered in front of mortified colleagues on a video call that was shown on local TV.
Oh, mortified, but they didn't bother, like, disconnecting or not watching the rest of it. And
it's it took him a long time because it's odd because you would think the training camp that was COVID,
mm-hmm, right?
We would all know how to use this kind of technology.
Oh, remember, there's cameras on all the time.
Right. But he forgot to switch off his camera during an online meeting.
Did he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He is seen by 8 other counselors when he is taking a shower behind a translucent screen.
But you said it was also on TV?
Yes, for some reason they were showing it on TV. He steps out of the shower and walks up to the screen without realizing that the camera's still on.
I hope it wasn't a cold shower, because
the colleagues attempt to ignore him at first.
Oh, yeah, I don't see a single thing.
We don't see that guy in the corner that's showering. What are you talking about?
Hey, Bill, are you on the call? Bill, Richard, Dick, any of you guys?
But then they ask if they could remove him to spare further embarrassment.
Sure.
Bernardo says he's not embarrassed by the incident, but he's offered to resign.
Aha! I knew it.
Other counselors have to stop the meeting, and one is heard saying, "Tell Bernie something, please. Can we log him off?" The answer is no.
And the other one's over there going, yeah, no, that's fine. Just go ahead and leave that on. That's good. Yeah. What are we talking about?
I don't see any
boundaries. Yeah, all right. Hey, good. Wrapping up a twofer from the cops, the police, Driven to Tears. That's the very first song in one of my favorite concert movies ever. Back in the early 80s, Stuart Copeland of Police helped put together this just basically a compilation of live performances from Los Angeles, New York, and London of X, Dead Kennedys, Oingo Boingo, right in their prime, all of the bands playing.
That's pretty great.
Tiny little clubs, and it was one of my favorite midnights. We used to go and watch it all the time on a regular basis. Finally got it on DVD. It's out there now. Great stuff. If you've never seen Erg, A Music War, that's the first song in it. So, shall we play our little game?
Sure. I don't have the paperwork, but yes, we should.
You should be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You'll be able to play the name game, which is up to
$6,800.
Good luck.
What is your name?
This is Peter.
Peter, you are caller 25.
Woo! Yeah! Let's do this.
We got to get this money out of here. Are you willing to win it?
I got a guess. I hope it is it.
It's the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
And the last couple guesses were Metal Slug, which sounds like something I should be expert at. And also Mortal Kombat. Those are wrong. What do you think it is?
All right, Kevin and Slug. I'm going to go with... It's called Ikari Warriors. Ikari Warriors.
Ikari Warriors.
Ikari Warriors.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Sorry, Peter.
You know what? You should hire them and find out whoever came up with the answer and have them take them out.
Or try again next hour.
Oh, yeah, that could be. Yeah.
$6,900.
Good luck, man.
We have $6,900 for you for the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
The name game.
Right about that. It's true. It's a fact. what's happening.
KLOS, who is this?
Kaylin.
Kaylin, you're caller 25.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations. You get to play the KLOS name game. It is worth $6,900. We're looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
And I can tell you the last couple of guesses were Ikari Warriors and Metal Slug. Did you spend a lot of time in arcades back in the day?
You know what? Not too much, honestly. I don't really even have a good guess.
Excellent.
I was just sitting in the car.
Okay.
But we're going to give it a try.
Do it.
Please.
Why not? You could be $6,900 richer if you hit the nail on the head. What are you thinking?
Let's try. Hopefully nobody said this. Space Invaders.
Space Invaders. I'm sorry it's not sound.
Damn it. Well, now, you can go ahead and get out of your car and run down the street screaming in anger now.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
I wish we could see that.
Bye.
Right on. All right, so between 5 and 6, it'll be worth
$7,000. Would you like $7,000?
Yes, please.
That is what the KLOS name game is up to. We will take caller 25 right now, 818-955. KLOS, good luck.
Kevin, I see you have the radio station checkbook out.
I do.
Are you hoping to give away some cash right now?
$7,000, yes.
Oh, man.
The name game.
The name game. Yeah, who's shaking now, baby?
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Larry.
Larry.
Larry, you're caller 25.
Oh, cool.
Larry, please tell me you've been playing along with the game unlike the last caller who didn't even have a guess.
Oh, I do.
All right,
have
good.
A guess? Good.
It's KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a classic arcade game for $7,000.
And her guess was Space Invaders that she came up with. The one before that, Ikari Warriors. Those were wrong. What do you think it is, Larry, for $7,000?
How about Galaga?
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks
Larry.
Thanks, bye.
Well, that means tomorrow morning,
come on.
7,000.
There are people who are paying close attention and must be going crazy.
And I got it up to a better amount for them.
Yes, that's true.
Today's Give Me Five is dedicated to Lawrence at Urban Floor. Kevin, do you know why?
Because he's the best human being on earth.
He is, because he's always got KLOS on. Wow. Lawrence does at Urban Floor. So consider this whole countdown yours, buddy. Absolute milestone from David Bowie, Heroes. So much classic that Sammy Hagar had to cover it with his pals, The Circle. Actually, really like that cover. It was really good. But the classic there, original David Bowie, actually a twofer from him, Sound and Vision. DOS Fighters Foo, that is Rescued from their new album. And, you know, those guys, I guess, were playing Riot Fest. What's that one up in Chicago?
Right.
And they apparently played this song. This is one of my favorite Foo Fighters song ever. Remember this one, White Limo?
Oh, yeah.
This is the one that Lemmy was in the video, and it was just so completely insane.
I do remember that.
I mean, of course, it makes sense they played this at Riot Fest, but
sure.
What a great song this is. Go listen to that right now. Oh, wait, Grateful Dead's song Touch of Grey hit number 10 on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1987. It's their only top 40 song. Some guy named Eddie Vedder was chosen to be lead singer for a band that would eventually become Pearl Jam on this day in rock in 1990. Some guy named Eddie Vedder was chosen to be lead singer for a band that would eventually become Pearl Jam on this day in rock in 1990.